Jason Anderson. And Jason, first race back this week, and you haven't been racing a lot this summer because of injury. How do you think you'll be feeling next month going into Motocross to Nations?
I think I'll be ready to battle for that that win for USA for sure. I mean, I wouldn't have decided to go if I didn't think I was going to be ready to, you know, bring back that trophy. And, you know, that's how I feel I'm going to be.
How do you feel at this point?
I feel good. I've been riding a little bit, and I just wanted to race a little bit to kind of get back into it and then see how it goes from there.
You're the only rookie on the team, you know, for Motocross the Nations for Team USA this year. Do you have a little extra butterflies, you think, going into something like this, an international competition?
I mean, obviously you have your country, you know, it's an honor to ride for Team USA, but at the same time, you know, I feel like you just got to go out there and perform, you know, and that's kind of what we do on the daily, you know. So my goal is just to go out there and be solid and get good starts and see where we end up whenever the last checkered flag falls.
Even though you're the only rookie on the team, you actually probably have more experience as a rider than your teammates, and you're the only 450 rider.
Yeah.
Do you think that gives you somewhat of an advantage now that you've raced 250s, you're on a 450, you have a little bit broader experience than your teammates?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I feel like I'm good on a 450. You know, those guys haven't had too much experience on 450, but, you know, Cooper's good. He'll be good. And, I think he'll be performing, you know. He'll be one of the guys to beat, and he proved it last year racing the 450. So I think it'll be it's a good little deal, and I think Alex is going to be really good. And the big deal for him, I think, is just getting good starts and trying to be as – that's where we make up the most points, you know, that little class. So – I think we could do some damage.
You're in the open class. Does that present any challenges? I mean, are you racing, is the equipment different at all from what you're going to be racing here?
No, equipment's the exact same. We're just name of the class, you know.
Okay.
You can run 500 two-strokes. You know, that's kind of what I was meant for at one point. So,
yeah.
I think it'll be good to go, and I think we're going to be able to, do good, and that track looks cool over there.
Yeah, that was my next question, was the track. I mean, how do you get familiar with the track before you go to it? I mean, do you look at videos? Is there any way to just sort of, you know, get an idea of what you're in for?
Yeah, I mean, you get to check out YouTube and stuff, you know, past races there, and they had the GP there last year. So you can check it out a little bit, and, you know, it's an iconic track. So there's definitely videos to watch, but you watch those and you try and find places to ride that are similar and try and, you know, set up your bike maybe a little bit different. But other than that, you know, it's a dirt bike race, and we're on our dirt bikes, and, you know, just got to adapt.
What are your expectations, I mean, for yourself and for the team as a whole?
My expectations are to, you know, ride my best and come back with that team trophy, because it's a team event.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Yep, for sure.